For the first time, Verizon is losing more customers than it's adding. Around 300,000 cell phone subscribers left Verizon since the start of this year, according to an earnings report released yesterday. And those customers are defecting to Verizon's competitors, T-Mobile and Sprint. Joining us with more is Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Lynette, welcome back. And what's going on?
Well, I think what's really interesting that we're seeing here is that cell phone customers are becoming more like airline customers, which is to say they're price sensitive above everything. You know, what Verizon didn't do was give people an unlimited data plan, and people are using more and more data. The competition did, but, you know, they weren't as, let's say, the connections weren't as good as Verizon. You know, the whole Can You Hear Me Now ad campaign was big for Verizon because they said we have the most spectrum, the best connections. But meanwhile, the other carriers were competing on price and at the same time spending billions of dollars buying spectrum in Utah and the Southeast, like T-Mobile just did. So improving their connections and at the same time taking share by appealing to the price sensitivity of American consumers.
So the networks in general are all getting a little bit better. It's harder to say, well, can you hear me now? You can only do that on Verizon. But also in February, Verizon reintroduced those unlimited data plans. Did that help?
Not really, because Verizon's plan was still more expensive than the other plans. You know, again, this is just the consumer saying, yeah, I'd rather talk on a shakier connection than, you know, pay the extra $40 every month. And in general, wireless prices are falling because of this. They fell 11.4% in March from a year before. So we're definitely seeing this impact the industry as a whole.
So consumers are in a way benefiting from this because the prices are going down. What about Verizon in particular? It is in the process of buying Yahoo. It recently bought AOL. Is part of the company's strategy to move away from cell phone service?
Well, I think that every media organization or telecommunication organization is looking for ways to diversify what they're doing. I think the idea in media right now is that content, connection, and device are all going to seamlessly become one thing as we go into the future. So you're seeing these mergers, you're seeing these companies try to become bigger in the face of uncertainty in the market. And Verizon's plan, you know, to hook up with Yahoo, if you're talking about, you know, Yahoo and AOL, those aren't the two hottest brands in the world. Verizon's still, you know, trying to keep its options open. Twitter kind of started like ridiculing the name of the merged entity, which is called Oath. So recently Verizon's CEO started talking about, hey, you know, I'd be interested in, you know, Disney or maybe NBC Universal or Comcast. So what these companies are trying to do is just get as big as strong as possible before they have to go into the next phase, whether it's 5G or creating content themselves, starting their own networks, whatever it is. It's really uncertain, but everyone knows they want to be strong in the face of it.
That's Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Lynette, thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.